The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
The word castaway might remind me of a movie with Tom Hanks and a volleyball in it. But 1 Corinthians 9:27 uses this word in some translations. And today we think about what was Paul meaning that he might become a castaway. So thank you for joining us today, friend, on Grace in Focus, the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Learn more about us at our website, faithalone.org, and there you can get information about our upcoming national conference, May 19th through the 22nd. There you will see early bird registration through the end of this month and free registration for first-timers. It will be a great time of teaching and fun, and we hope that you will join us there. Find all about it on our website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Bob, we got a question from Joe, and he takes exception with someone. I don't know if it's you or me or someone else on one of our podcasts, but he has 1 Corinthians 9:27 in mind. Now, he's using the King James Version, where in 9:27, Paul says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." There's the word disqualified now in the King
James. That's in the New King James.
New King James. But in the King James Version, it says castaway.
That I might be a castaway or might become a castaway.
And whoever he heard from GES talk about this verse said that this means qualification, means you're disqualified, more in line with the New King James Version. But he says that that is a private interpretation. That is not what the word itself means. He says the word, the Greek word, adokimos, is to be rejected and not accepted. He compares it to being if you're on a ship and you're thrown overboard. And that our view that it means disqualified is too soft. It means more than that. And basically what he means
is— He says it should be— What the King James has, cast away.
Right, which would be cast away into the lake of fire is his position. And he says that's what the word means.
Okay, now let's stop here, Ken, for a second. Who's speaking in 1 Corinthians 9:27?
Well, this is Paul, yes.
And what does he say?
"But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection." And by the way, in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul is talking about how he denies his rights, how he serves others.
He wasn't even taking money from the Corinthians, even though he was teaching among them and ministering among them.
And it was his right to accept money from them, but he chooses not to do that. And so he denies himself. He's serving others. And that's the context of this verse. And
right.
So he's not talking about, you know, "I don't smoke dope." Because most people say, well, Paul is making sure he doesn't sin a lot. But that's not in 1 Corinthians 9. He's talking about things that are okay for him to do, but he's not doing them. He's practicing self-control in serving others. And he goes, "I discipline my body so that I will not be disqualified."
Right. He said, after having preached to others. And I would argue it's about what he just said in verses 24, 25, and 26, which is all who run in a race won, but only one receives the prize.
Right.
And he's talking about these games outside of Corinth called the Isthmian Games. They had every 3 years, kind of like our Olympic Games, and they would give a crown, an olive wreath, to the one who won, and there were other prizes that went as well. And he said they were striving for a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. And then he says, "Thus I run, and thus I fight." And so he's not talking about the free gift of eternal life. And what ultimately Joe is saying, in light of verse 27, if castaway means sent to the lake of fire, where is it Paul's afraid that he's going?
Yeah, then he would be afraid that he's going to go into the lake of fire.
Now, this is the apostle to the Gentiles.
Right.
This is the one who says, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." 2 Timothy 1:12.
The one who wrote Ephesians 2:8-9.
This is the one who wrote Ephesians 2:8-9. This is the one the Lord Jesus met on the road to Damascus, and he was preaching Christ boldly, first in Damascus, and then in Jerusalem, and then all over the world, right?
Yeah.
And he's the author of at least 13 books in the New Testament, 14 if Hebrews is by him, but I don't think so. So we're supposed to understand that Paul was doubting his salvation, right?
Yeah, it would be interesting to know if Joe would take the view that Paul didn't know he was saved or that Paul was worried about losing his salvation. My guess is that Joe probably thinks he could lose his salvation, because based upon all that we said, but I don't know that.
The King James translation is extremely unfortunate. Joe's right that today the word castaway means something like rejected or thrown away or cast adrift or thrown overboard, that kind of thing. It gives the impression that Paul was afraid he could lose his salvation. I don't know what castaway meant in 1611. But today, this isn't a good translation. No translation other than the King James has this translation of adokimos. Elsewhere, the positive word, dokimos, is translated approved, like 2 Timothy 2:15, an approved workman is not ashamed. And in 2 Corinthians 13:5 through 7, both dokimos and adokimos are used. I hope you know we are approved, and that you don't think we're disapproved. So I would say what Paul's afraid of is that at the judgment seat of Christ, he would not hear Christ, "Well done, good and faithful servant." He would not have his approval.
Please plan to join us at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. The Grace Evangelical Society's 2025 National Conference is May 19th through 22nd. Good fun, wonderful fellowship, recreational opportunities for the younger ones and the older ones. Great teaching. Our theme this year is dispensationalism and rewards. VBS for kids, too. More information and early bird registration now at faithalone.org/events. That's faithalone.org/events. Please come and join us.
I remember I read a thesis when I was at Dallas Seminary by an earlier graduate who wrote on 1 Corinthians 9:27, and the guy was a five-point Calvinist. And he said, even though I know it's hard to grasp, because Paul certainly was the great preacher of Christ and preaching the message of justification by faith alone, he concluded that Paul was doubting his salvation in 1 Corinthians 9:27. Because Paul was saying, and this fits Calvinism, right? He's not sure he's going to persevere. And unless he persevered to the end, he would be rejected for everlasting life.
I've heard Calvinists say that before.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, how arrogant do you have to be that you look at Paul's life and say, you know what? Paul was worried. Paul wasn't good enough. Paul didn't sacrifice enough. Paul didn't persevere enough to where he had assurance. But I feel pretty good about myself. I mean, who would say that?
Well, I tell you, I once met with a Calvinist pastor. I asked him, is it true according to Calvinism that only those who persevere in faith and good works make it in the kingdom? He said, yes. And I said, isn't it true that we can't be sure whether we're going to persevere until we die or until we're raptured? And he said, well, of course. And he cited 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, if the Apostle Paul, of all people, couldn't be sure, how could I be sure? So he was taking what you're saying to heart and saying just the opposite. Woe is me. If Paul couldn't be sure, I'm really not sure.
How deep in despair would you have to be?
I think this guy was in denial because he wasn't in deep despair, and I think he should have been. In other words, ultimately, if you hold that theology, it should drive you to go back to John's gospel and go back to John 3:16 and say, maybe I've misunderstood this.
Well,
and go back to 1 Corinthians 9:27, because Paul talks a lot about rewards in his writings, and the issue here is not rejected for eternal life, it's rejected for the prize of this imperishable crown.
Which is what it just got talked about in 24.
Or disapproved. I don't really mind any of these things, except the translation castaway just gives the false impression that maybe loss of salvation is in view.
And someone who holds to the King James Version is going to probably stumble over that. You know, he's going to say, well, the castaway's here. But, you know, in BDAG, which is the one of the most popular Greek lexicons. You see how this word is used in other places. For example, in Romans 1:28.
Right.
In Romans 1:28, where the word occurs. And in that verse, it talks about those who do things which are not fitting.
Right.
Those who do things which are not approved.
Right.
Now, we wouldn't say those who do things that are cast away into hell. You know,
right.
Just unacceptable or unapproved or, yeah, that's not, the word there is just simply means, you know, I don't approve of what you're doing.
Exactly.
But they're not acceptable. Right. And so this idea that when we talk about this being qualifications, we're not strong enough because of the King James translation of cast away, that's not the way the word is used in the New Testament.
No. And in my estimation, Joe's view is a private interpretation.
Right.
In other words, what he's doing is he evidently believes you can either prove you're not saved or lose your salvation, and he's reading that into 1 Corinthians 9:27. Listen to 2 Corinthians 13:5 to 7. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith, and I would argue this is in your experience. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? He's talking about in your experience. Unless indeed you are adokimoi, disapproved or disqualified. But I trust that you know that we are not adokimoi, disapproved or disqualified.
In their actions now,
right.
The way they're conducting their ministry.
The apostles,
right.
Yeah. And then he says, now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, dokimoi, approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. And this is from adokimos.
In the same, in their present experience and what they're doing. Anyone who's wondering about 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians 9:27 there, I would encourage you to look at the way the word occurs, how the word is used in the rest of the New Testament. And
right.
You'll see it doesn't refer to being cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
It does mean disapprove instead of cast away.
And by the way, start with the Gospel of John to determine what we need to do to have eternal life. One drink and our thirst is quenched forever, right? John chapter 4?
And Paul is talking about works in 1 Corinthians 9, and works have no role whatsoever in us entering into the kingdom.
And that's right. This is Christianity 101, basic stuff. Joe, I hope you find that helpful, and I hope you all find it helpful. And in the meantime, let's
keep grace
in
focus.
Thank you.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus. It's free by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, what are sign gifts and have they ceased? Please join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.